take a drink of beer or something like that when I go socially, you know, when I go, if I go out or something like that. If I go fishing, maybe I might bring a few beers and drink a few beers. But I can have beer in my icebox. Here, stay there for weeks, I don't touch. Don't drink, never drink. And I enjoy it when I get together with other people that drink. I drink whiskey or whatever they're drinking. I drink. If they're drinking wine, I drink wine. If they're drinking whiskey, I drink whiskey. Drinking gin, I drink that. If they drink beer, I drink beer. It don't make a bit of difference.
Yeah.
But at home, yeah, the only thing, the only kind of alcohol I keep is beer. Outside of that, I don't ever keep no whiskey. Never did. All my life.
Mm-hmm.
And while raising my family, I never kept beer in the house. Since I'm alone here, well, then I keep beer. Mm-hmm. I always have beer in the house.
Would you ever use syrup in the house to sweeten things?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Don't use as much syrup as we used to use when I was younger. When I was younger, we used to buy syrup by the bath. 52 gallon at the time. You buy it in, you buy a barrel, and then you put it in bottle. Put it in bottle, and put corks on it, and put it in a cool place, you know, and then a place where you could put it in a cool place, on the house or in a cellar, you know, somewhere where it was cool. Put some bottling there, and you could keep that all the year. Good for one. From the beginning of the year to the end, just like you put it in the bottle.
Well, what would they make out of sorghum here?
We never did plant sorghum here, not in this neighborhood. We have planted that to feed the animals with it, you know, cut it and throw it in the yard and let the cows or the horses eat it. But to make syrup, we never had.
Yeah. Was there any difference between, you know what molasses was?
Well, you can get some molasses. The molasses that come from first grade sugar is good. But the molasses that they make in them sugar mills today, that's no good. That's just good for, you can use for animal or for feed, you know, something like that. But you can't use it for nothing else.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, syrup is cooked. Syrup is cooked at a lower temperature than what molasses. The molasses is, they made sugar with the cane juice, they made sugar. And then when that thing turned to sugar, they put it in a centrifugal. And when they dry that sugar, what come out of that sugar, that's what they call molasses, but they wash that sugar. And they got water mixed with that. You know that molasses got water in it. That's what you call molasses.
Now, sugar is thin. I mean, made syrup is a little thinner than molasses.
It's thinner. Molasses is thicker, but they got water in molasses. You understand? When you put it in that centrifugal, in the high-speed centrifugal,
yeah.
To dry that sugar, to put that sugar dry, you got to wash it. You got to put water in it.
Uh-huh.
And that water goes, that's your molasses.
Oh, I see.
You know, what they wash off, the sugar makes what you call molasses.
Uh-huh.
And they got first grade molasses, second grade molasses, and third grade molasses. They reboil that thing and make sugar again in all those big houses. You know, that first grade molasses and second grade, that's reboiled again and make some more sugar out of it.
Did you ever, what you put up in jars? Did you ever take the juice of fruit and boil that and put, make anything?
Well, they used to put in jars, they used to cook tomatoes and put that in jars.